These Chicon stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A reminder, the J.H. Ketchum Host Company Dover Plains Fireman's Fair is underway, running through the 20th. Wristband nights tonight and tomorrow night. Also, tomorrow night, fireworks, and Saturday, the parade. Also going on, well, Railroad Days has started in Canaan, Connecticut, with the carnival running through Saturday nights, beginning at 6 o'clock at Lawrence Field. Also coming up tonight, town board meeting in the town of Amenia. That'll happen at Town Hall, first floor, and that meeting starts at 7 p.m. As part of the summer reading program, the Amenia Free Library presents Animal Embassy, bringing life to education over the moon animal adventure. You can meet friendly critters from around the world and learn about where they live at 11 at Amenia Town Hall. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee has a meeting at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. It is the Kent Park and Recreation Summer Concert Series. The Regulators come at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The 8th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in North Canaan. National recording artists Lucinda and Michael, live music, food, vendors, and a car and a motorcycle cruise. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board at the Ancrum Town Hall. It's open to the public at 7 p.m. A New York State judge has declined to block New York's new law removing the religious exemption for required vaccinations, pointing to previous court decisions that uphold the state's right to mandate certain vaccines to attend public schools. In the ruling, the Supreme Court justice denied a request for a temporary restraining order by the plaintiffs, a series of families being represented by vaccine critic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and fellow attorney Michael Sussman of Rockland County. The order would have blocked the state from implementing the law, which Governor Cuomo and lawmakers approved last month, as the lawsuit continues through the courts. A reminder that you can give blood at Noble Horizons. The American Red Cross has an emergency need for blood, and they have a blood drive coming up on Friday with a bloodmobile from 1 till 6 p.m. at 17 Cobble Road. Appointments can be made at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Paul Ramuni, author of the recently published Accordion Stories from the Heart, will speak and perform at the Douglas Library Friday the 19th at 7 p.m. Paul is the founder of the New England Accordion Connection Museum in Canaan. Books will be available for signing. More information at 860-824-7863. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will feature activist Cynthia Pleas as she will conduct a lecture and display photos on her recent trip to the Poor People's Gathering in Washington, D.C. That'll be Friday at 7:30. More details, 413-229-7004. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring the fabulous Versatones Friday. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson by Harry Facilia takes place at 8. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music an hour later. Admission on a sliding scale that ranges from $10 to $20. More details at 413-229-2357. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 celebrates once again its 60th year of lobster sales, and the next lobster sale will be coming up on July 20th. You can be picking up those lobsters between 4 and 6 p.m. at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. You can order those lobsters at 860-435-9722 as long as they're ordered by the Friday before the sale. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ancrum. That is happening on July 20th at 9:30 in the morning. A paint and sip will be held on Saturday from 11 till 1 at the D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village. More information at 413-205-8346. Reinstitute presents a floor show map of the world, curated by Julia Thoris, Ellen Lecter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit opens Saturday, July 20th from 4 till 7 p.m., followed by a potluck. It runs through Saturday, August 24th. The Reinstitute, located at 1395 Boston Corners Road. More information, thereinstitute.com. In Stockbridge this summer, the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives present In Plain Sight, a series of monthly history walks on Saturday, July 20th at 4 p.m. Learn about Eden Hill from Mission House to Mercy Sunday. In Sharon, the Gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Wind and Water, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists. The exhibit runs from July 20th through August 30th. An opening wine and hors d'oeuvre reception with the public is invited free of charge on Saturday the 20th from 5 till 7 p.m. Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, presenting an evening of music featuring Stone Soup, a local eclectic contemporary jazz-based trio, Saturday from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4 101. Kick up your heels and join High and Mighty for a fun family event on Saturday the 20th at 6 p.m. All proceeds will support programming for veterans, children, adults, and senior citizens with disabilities. The event takes place in Columbia County on County Route 21C in Ghent, New York. Tickets or more information, highandmighty.org/kickupyourheels. The Berkshire's third annual Jewish Festival of Books taking place running through July 18th to the 21st at Haverth of Southern Berkshire's Route 23 in Great Barrington, featuring free and fee-based author talks, teachings, and readings by nationally and internationally acclaimed writers. Reservations and more information at 413-528-6378. Sunday evening concerts at the North Deck of the Canaan Youth Depot in North Canaan, Connecticut continue this Sunday with Robert C. Fullerton. In case of rain, they move inside the Great Falls Brewing Company, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 115.78 to 27,219.85. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8185.21, the S&P 500 at 2984.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.